Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening, here from Quincy, Illinois at Pepsi Arena. I'm Brent Barnett for the Bearcat Radio Network as it's women's basketball. And we apologize for the technical difficulties. We are actually in gameplay right now. The Bearcats trailing Quincy University 7-0 with 7:15 left in the first half. We're just getting underway, and we do apologize for the technical difficulties we have encountered here this evening for this regular season opener for the Bearcats and for Quincy University. Bearcats come into this matchup with a new head coach in Michael Smith. Michael Smith, not an unfamiliar face to the MIAA conferences. He was with the former rival Truman State University throughout his last coaching spot. And right now the Bearcats on the floor on a timeout, and they're coming on trailing 7-0 with 17 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first half. Annie Matthews on the baseline in the backcourt, ready to inbound to Monique Stevens, and the Bearcats have it. Stevens now dribbling up, and she stands dribbling up in between the circles, now to the left side, now takes the pick from Matthews, dribbling right at the top of the key now. Monique drives the lane, and Stevens up for the layup, and it is no good, tipped away by Matthews, and we're going the other way. So Monique Stevens, no good on the layup attempt, and it's Quincy ball. 7-0 our score. Carly Betancourt brings the ball up, being pressured by Denise McEnany. Now to the left wing for Lucy Cramsey. Back to the top of the key to the right wing now for Cunningham. Cunningham throws it to the top of the key, and now a bounce pass down low. Kick out to the corner to Cunningham. She drives the lane, floater, and it's no good. Knocked away by Timber Schechinger, and it will stay with Quincy University. Checking in for the Bearcats now is Kina Velheisen. Checking in for Monique Stevens for the point guard position. 7-0 our score. 16:41 remaining in the first half. Carly Betancourt to inbound underneath. And now she goes to the near corner. Driving the baseline is Cunningham. And now being trapped by Velheisen. Back to the top of the key now. As it is Cramsey. Cramsey dribbling left now. Being guarded by Ashley Nelson. To the corner. Three up. And it is good on the far wing from Carly Betancourt. She hits the three-point shot. Bearcats trail 10-0, 6:20 remaining in the ball in the first half. Velheisen with the ball now, dribbles to the right, pass to Nelson at the top of the key. Ashley Nelson driving on the left side, kick out to Velheisen. Now the ball to Schechinger in the right corner. Schechinger driving the baseline, goes up with a left hook, and that ball is no good. Rebounded by Annie Matthews down low, and now Matthews resets the play and up to Ashley Nelson at the top of the key. Nelson now to the right. Throws to Schechinger. Matthews with the ball now. Schechinger with a kick out. Three ball up. No good. Rebounded and going the other way now. Quincy University. As it is Betancourt now. She drives the lane back up to the top of the key. And now to the right wing. Cunningham with the ball at the right. At the right wing. Now passes to the top of the key to Betancourt. Pass inside. Oh, and it's busted and picked off by Ashley Nelson. She's going in transition to the right side. Pass out to the corner. Now Velheisen, the three-point shot attempt, and it is good. Tina Velheisen with a three-point shot puts the Bearcats on the board. 15:15 left in the first half, trailing 10-3. Regular season open here, and now a travel going to be called on Carly Betancourt. That's a turnover being covered by Denise McEnany. And now McEnany comes out. Checking in is Meredith Scott, the 5'7 senior guard out of Maryville, Missouri. 10-3 our score, 15:08 left in the first half. Velheisen now brings the ball up the center court, standing in between the circles. Now pass to the left wing to Scott. Now to the corner to Nelson. Nelson drives baseline. Being guarded. Goes up for the shot. Off the backboard and no good. Rebounded going the other way. Now in transition is Quincy going up for the layup. And that will be blocked by Shelby Mustaine. Now Northwest with the ball going in. Transition to the right. Meredith Scott passes. Kick out for Nelson for three. Shot up. No good off the front rim. And the ball rolls out of bounds and will be Quincy ball. We are here at Pepsi Arena at Quincy University. And now a timeout called on the floor, and we'll be back in 60 seconds right after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Back here at Quincy University in Quincy, Illinois, at Pepsi Arena, the Northwest Bearcat women's basketball team trailing 10-3 with 14:41 left in the first half. I am Brent Barnett with the call for you here this evening for the Bearcat Radio Network. And quite a weekend for Bearcat sports, volleyball action today, as well as football at Emporia State. They pulled out the victory this afternoon. Now Quincy with the ball at the top of the key. That is Hannah Weedman. Weedman now passes to the near side to Carly Beebe. Beebe now to the top of the key, pass to Cramsey. She goes up for three, and the three-point attempt is good from Lucy Cramsey. The three-point shot, 13-3 our score. Now Meredith Scott driving the lane, kick out on the far corner to Veldhuizen. Now Veldhuizen throws the ball away. Betancourt with the steal, now dribbling into the backcourt now. Drives into the lane, now kicks out at the three-point shot. Pulling up. And that is good. A rather three-point attempt. Hannah Weedman on the three-point shot. 16-3 our score. Quincy University in front. 13:51 remaining in the first half. Schechinger with the ball in the corner now, driving the baseline. Now kick up to the far corner to Veldhuizen. Veldhuizen dribbles to the top of the key. Schechinger with the ball now, driving the lane, and goes up for the righty layup, and she will be fouled on the play, so she will be going to the free throw line shooting two. Timber Schechinger at the free throw line, a 5'10" sophomore guard out of Manila, Iowa. And now she gets ready for her first of two free throw attempts. And the first one is good from Schechinger. So her first point of the night here in Quincy, Illinois. Bearcats trailing 16-4, 13:35 left in the first half. Schechinger now taking a couple dribbles, getting ready. Second free throw attempt on the way, and it is good. So 2 points, both free throws good for Timber Schechinger. 16-5, our score in favor of Quincy. Carly Betancourt with the ball, bringing up the backcourt, being guarded by Monique Stevens, who's checked back into the ball game. Now to the left wing for Sierra Young. Sierra Young passes inside. Now to Betancourt, driving the baseline. Now to Ramsey. She goes up, no good, but she is fouled on the play, shooting two. Aaron Minemeyer at the free throw line for Quincy. And her first free throw attempt is good, so Minemeyer sinks the first one. She's a 6'2" sophomore center out of Old Monroe, Missouri. She went to Troy Buchanan High School. Minemeyer's second attempt on the way, hits off the front rim and no good, rebounded by Scott. Meredith Scott with the ball now, dribbling in transition to the right. She's at the far wing, now to Monique Stevens in between the circles. Stevens working man-to-man with Sierra Young, now to Scott at the left wing. Pass inside for Mustaine, now she takes a dribble and a push will be called on Aaron Minemeyer. So a no-shot foul will be inbounded at the baseline. Foul on Minemeyer. Now Monique Stevens set to inbound underneath the basket. Stevens looking now, and she does not get the ball in. A five-second call. Called on Monique Stevens not being able to get the ball in. 17-5 our score in favor of Quincy. 13:07 left in the first half. Maggie Cunningham now bringing the ball up court, being guarded by Stevens tightly. Cunningham dribbles to the right, now passes to the top of the key for Minnemeyer. Minnemeyer to the left to Sierra Young, down low for Hannah Wiedemann. And this ball will be stolen by Monique Stevens. She's going for the layup at the other end of the floor. Goes up, shot no good, rebounded by Ariel Easton. Ariel Easton with the ball at the top of the key, now down low to Shelby Mustaine. She goes up with the right hook, no good off the front rim. And we're going back the other way to Quincy Ball. Our score, 12:31 left in the first half. Maggie Cunningham now working on Monique Stevens. Pass to Sierra Young. Now she drives into the lane. Pass to Tori Kuhn, and she goes up. The layup is good. 2 points for Tori Kuhn. Stevens now with the ball, throws to the left corner to Meredy Scott. Scott now to Ariel Easton at the top of the key. Scott with the ball now. Dribbles left, working on the left side. Kick out to Easton in the corner for three. Shot up, no good off the front rim. Mustaine fighting for it, and rebounded by Quincy. Going the other way now quickly in a fast break offense now is Sierra Young. Now she passes to the left for Tori Kuhn, and the shot will be blocked by Shelby Mustaine. She was going up with a left layup. Now checking in for Northwest Missouri State is Tibber Schechinger and Annie Matthews. And Alexandria Blaurock is checking out, as well as Shelby Mustaine. So Monique Stevens now with the ball in the backcourt, coming up in center circle, in between the circles now. Passes down low for Ashley Nelson, goes up with the left layup, and it is good. Ashley Nelson on the board here this evening. Now Quincy has the ball, passed down low to Minnemeyer, and she shoots air ball, no good. And going back Northwest Missouri way as the ball rolled out of bounds. 19-7 our score. Quincy in front. 11:23 left in the first half. Annie Matthews inbound now. Throws to Monique Stevens. Stevens not being pressured in the backcourt. Brings it up. Setting up the play. On the floor for Northwest. Stevens, Ariel Easton, Ashley Nelson, Annie Matthews, and Timber Schechinger. Schechinger with the ball at the top of the key, dribbles left, now working the left side, kick out to Easton in the corner, now Matthews with the ball, and she throws it to Ashley Nelson, and it goes off her hands and goes back behind half court. She picks it up, and it's a back court penalty, Quincy University ball. 19-7, Quincy in front of Northwest Missouri State with 11 minutes left in the first half. Now into inbound is Felicia Loggins, and she throws it off of Ariel Easton. Now Quincy will have another chance to inbound. Now Cramsey dribbles to the left, kick out for Maggie Cunningham. She dribbles into the lane at the free throw line. Now throws down low and knocked away as it went off Felicia Loggins. It'll be Bearcat ball. Annie Matthews set to inbound. Monique Stevens with the ball now, dribbling up the backcourt, setting up the play. She'll pass to the left for Easton, who cuts into the lane, now kicks it to Matthews, and she puts it up, and the shot is good from Annie Matthews. Annie Matthews getting on the board, her first 2 points of the game. 19-9 our score, and we'll take a 30-second timeout, back in 30 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Back out here at Quincy, Illinois, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team trailing Quincy University 19-9. 10:37 left in the first half. Quincy set to inbound now. Bringing it up the court is Carly Betancourt, a 5'8 junior point guard out of El Dorado Hills, California. She's being worked by Ariel Easton. Northwest running that man-to-man offense. Betancourt now drives the lane, kick out to the top of the key. That is Maggie Cunningham. Now she goes to the left wing for Lucy Cramsey. Cramsey shot up, fadeaway shot. No good on the jumper, rebounded by Annie Matthews. And we're going the other way. Monique Stevens gets the ball quick, tries to make a quick pass, but it's knocked away by Betancourt and out of bounds, Northwest ball. Checking in for Northwest now is Merity Scott. She'll come in for Ariel Easton. 19-9 our score, 10-13 left in the first half. Scott set to inbound. She gets it into Stevens at the top of the key. She's in between the circles. Stevens now working on the defender. Gets a pick from Matthews. Dribbles left to the corner. Back to Matthews at the free throw line. And Matthews will be called for a travel. She may have moved just a couple of steps. So a travel call on Annie Matthews. And it will be Quincy Ball with 10:03 left in the first half. Trailing Northwest trailing 19-9. Betancourt now bringing the ball. Being guarded by Meredith Scott. Pass to the left wing for Lucy Cramsey. Ashley Nelson guarding hard. Now to the right wing for Maggie Cunningham. Cunningham not dribbling yet. Passes and caught by Betancourt at the top of the key. Goes for the corner, and this ball nearly turned over as Timber Schechinger was there. Now at the left wing for Lucy Cramsey. Shot up, or Maggie Cunningham rather. No good on the three-point attempt, but rebounded by Hannah Weedman. So at the top of the key now, Quincy with the ball. Maggie Cunningham with it, being worked by Monique Stevens. Now kick to the left corner for Lucy Cramsey. Shot no good from 16 feet, and Annie Matthews with the rebound. Denver Schechinger bringing the ball to the court now in between the circles. Schechinger picks up her dribble, passes to Ashley Nelson on the right wing. And now this ball will be turned over. Maggie Cunningham in for a wide-open left-handed layup and 2 points for Maggie Cunningham. 21-9 our score. Quincy in front, 8:59 left in the first half. Monique Stevens now at the left wing with the ball. Denver Schechinger posting down low. Annie Matthews now kicks it to the right corner for Meredith Scott. Scott driving the baseline, pulls up from 10 feet. No good. Air ball. And rebounded by Quincy going the other way. Maggie Cunningham now driving the lane. Picks up her dribble. Shot fake. Now back out to Betancourt. Cunningham passes down low for Hannah Weedman working on Annie Matthews. And now a travel call on Hannah Weedman. So a turnover, and it'll be Northwest Missouri State ball. And a timeout on the floor. And we're going to take a quick break with them. We'll be back in 60 seconds right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Back out here at Quincy, Illinois, the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women's basketball team taking on the Quincy University Hawks, and they are trailing 21-9 with 8:30 remaining in the first half. So far, the Bearcats getting off a slow start so far, but they've kind of made a little run here, getting 9 points on the board. Still trailing 21-9 here at Pepsi Arena in Quincy, Illinois. Now the Bearcats set to inbound. Annie Matthews throws it in to Keena Velhuizen. Velhuizen, net point guard now for Monique Stevens. She's at the top of the key. Now it's throw to the right wing for Ashley Nelson. Nelson kicks it back out to Velhuizen. Now Meredith Scott at the left wing with the ball. Pass to Nelson at the top of the key. Pick from Schechinger. Schechinger with the ball now at the left wing. Worked up in between the circles. Now working on her defender. Pass to Ashley Nelson. She dribbles at the free throw line and goes up for a shot, but a foul called before the shot. It will be on the floor. Foul coming on Felicia Loggins on the reach in. Shelby Mustaine checking in for Northwest for Annie Matthews, and she will be down in the corner. Feldheisen set to throw in. It goes for Ashley Nelson, and it is thrown away. Lucy Cramsey comes up with the turnover. Now kick to the far corner for Nia Ross. She drives the lane up with the lefty runner, and she is fouled on the shot attempt. So she will go to the free throw line shooting two. Foul comes on. Foul comes on Meredy Scott. Now the first free throw attempt from Ross is good. Checking in is Alexandria Blaurock for Meredy Scott. And checking in for Quincy is Tori Kuhn. She checks in for Felicia Loggins. Nia Roth getting set for her second free throw attempt. 5'8" guard out of Florissant, Missouri. Second shot up, and it is good. Shelby Mustaine set the inbound now. She's chosen into Feldhausen. Feldhausen bringing it up quick. Now drives the lane, goes up for the layup, and knocked away by the defender on the play. Goes out of bounds, but it will remain Northwest ball. Feldhausen set to throw inbound the ball underneath her own basket. Feldhausen looking for someone open now. Throws it for Shelby Mustaine, and this ball will be turned over. Cunningham comes, rather, Betancourt with the turnover. Now she's at the top of the key. Betancourt dribbles left, goes for Cramsey in the left corner, and out to the top for Tori Kuhn. Kuhn pulls up for three, and it is good from downtown. Tori Kuhn, another three-point shot, 26-9. Quincy in front, 7:21 left in the first half. Feldhausen now with the ball at the top of the key to Blaurock at the left wing. Schechinger in the far corner now, going from our left to our right. Ashley Nelson at the left wing, fakes a shot from three. Mustaine down low, gets the ball, goes up, shot blocked down low by Hannah Weedman. Now Quincy with the ball with Lucy Cramsey at the left, at the right wing rather, going from our right to our left. At the top of the key is Betancourt. Betancourt to the left wing now for Roth. Roth driving on the left side, goes up for a shot and fouled on the shot attempt. She'll be going to the free throw line. Roth made both her free throw attempts the last time she was at the line, now going back for two more. 26-9, Quincy in front, 6:52 left in the first half. Roth's first shot attempt is up and good. So Roth getting set to, for the second shot now. Monique Stevens in the ballgame now for the Bearcats. Second shot up and no good off the back iron. Rebounded by Schechinger. Monique Stevens now with the ball. She dribbles up in the backcourt to the top of the key. Being guarded by Betancourt. Stevens now dribbles right. Throws to Schechinger on the right wing. Schechinger dribbling now. Gets a pick from Mustaine at the free throw line. She goes up with the lefty layup and she is fouled going up for the shot. Timber Schechinger going to the free throw line. She was fouled by Carly Betancourt on the play going up for the layup. Schechinger so far, 2 points. Both of them are free throws. She was 2 of 2 now for her third free throw attempt of the night, and it's good. 3 for 3 free throws for Timber Schechinger. As now Ariel Ethan checks into the game for the Bearcats for Ashley Nelson. Schechinger's second shot attempt is up, and it rattles out. So Schechinger 3 of 4. And now Cunningham with the ball, dribbles to the left corner, guarded by Monique Stevens to the top of the key to Hannah Weedman. Weedman now to back to Cunningham, who throws it back to Weedman. She pulls up a three from the top of the key, and it is good. Hannah Weedman with a three-point shot. Quincy University in front, 30-10, 6:09 left in the first half. Now Monique Stevens in between the circles with the ball. Makes a cut now to the free throw line. Passes out to Schechinger in the corner. Schechinger now driving the lane, goes up, now loses the ball, and now gets the ball back out to Blaurock, and now Monique Stevens with the ball at the right corner. Monique Stevens pulls up inside the lane, and that shot is blocked, and now it's Lucy Cramsey going the other way and knocked away by Ariel Easton. Almost coming up with the steal, but it was knocked out of bounds by Easton. It will be Quincy ball. And now a 30-second timeout coming our way. We're going to take a quick break as well. Back in 30 seconds right here on the Bearcats Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Back out here at Quincy University in Quincy, Illinois, and right now we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Now Quincy University sets it inbound, down low for Quincy. It's Cunningham. She inbounds it to the left for Nia Roth. Roth now to the top of the key to Hannah Weedman. Now Lucy Cramsey with the ball driving the lane, goes up for the layup, rebounds her own miss. Now underneath the basket, now kicks it to the corner for Weedman, and now a three-second call going to be called on Quincy. It will be Northwest ball. 5:27 left in the first half. Quincy in front 30-10. Monique Stevens with the ball now in between the circles. Stevens trying to set up the play. Shelby Mustaine standing at the high post. Now Ariel Easton with the ball at the left corner. Now to Schechinger in the left corner. Back to Monique Stevens. Stevens passes to Schechinger at the left corner once again. Stevens now driving the lane. And she'll lose the handle on the dribble. And we now have a jump ball coming up. So a jump ball. And it will go to Quincy after the jump. Annie Matthews checking in for Northwest for Shelby Mustaine, one of the new seven faces on this Northwest roster. They had seven new players come throughout the offseason through transfers and from freshmen coming into the program. Now Quincy with the ball. Maggie Cunningham, 5'9", sophomore guard out of Peoria, Illinois. Cunningham dribbles into the lane, goes up for the lefty layup, and she gets it right in there, 2 points. Now Monique Stevens with the ball coming quick. Passes to Blaurock on the left corner. Now to Schechinger in the left corner. Ariel Easton with the ball at the left wing. Pulls up from three. Shot no good off the back rim. And rebounded by Lucy Cramsey. Now Cramsey throwing quick and throws the ball away as it went over the head of the intended target. And now Northwest with the ball. And now we'll have a quick break here in the action. We're going to take a quick break as well. Right back here in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Back here at Pepsi Arena in Quincy, Illinois, I'm Brent Barnett here this evening for the season opener for this Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women's basketball team as they're taking on the Quincy University Hawks, trailing 32-10, 4:33 remaining in the first half. And so far we've seen a number of turnovers from both teams and not much scoring coming from Northwest Missouri State. We haven't seen many shot attempts as we've seen tight defensive pressure from Quincy University so far, and they are just having their way from three-point range, especially with their post. Hannah Weaven with a couple, and Aaron Minnemeyer also with a couple threes as well, and Tori Kuhn you can throw into that mix, all 6 foot and above, and just a lot of height on this Quincy team. Kuhn is 6 foot, and she's a freshman. Weedman's 6'4" senior center, and Minnemeyer is a 6'2" sophomore senior. So a lot of depth at the post position, a lot of height on this Quincy team. Now Northwest to inbound the ball. Matthews inbounds it to Monique Stevens. Stevens now dribbling from our left to our right, in between the circles now. Quincy playing a zone defense. Now to Ariel Easton in the corner. Schechinger in the right corner now. Monique Stevens back to Blaurock at the top of the key. Now to Easton, left wing. Blaurock with the ball, being pressured. Now Annie Matthews at the free throw line with the ball, kicked out to Monique Stevens. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Stevens kicks to Blaurock in between the circles, now goes up, and her dribble is knocked away, but it will remain with Northwest. And now Meredith Scott checks into the ball game for Alexandria Blaurock. Meredy Scott back into the game for Northwest. Just a 5'7" senior guard out of Marysville. Monique Stevens set the inbound for the Bearcats, having trouble getting it in. Now, Meredy Scott has it. Now she goes up for the lay-in, and it's good. Meredy Scott with the lay-in, 32-12. Our score, Quincy in front, 3:57 left in the first half. Maggie Cunningham with the ball now for Quincy, and now she will throw the ball away, or rather an away from the ball foul, as the foul was called on the play against Quincy. So Northwest with the ball. Meredy Scott at the right wing, and now knocked out of her hands and out of bounds, but what will remain with Northwest. Checking in for Quincy of Sierra Young, and she checks in for Lucy Cramsey. Sierra Young's a 5'7" sophomore out of St. Louis, Missouri. 32-12, Quincy in front. Nick Stevens now with the ball at the top, the key to Ariel Easton. Easton passes to the corner for Timber Schechinger. Schechinger now inside to Annie Matthews. Matthews back out to Scott at the top of the key. Scott drives, kicks it to Ariel Easton, who works the baseline, and she'll be fouled on the play by Carly Beebe. Beebe is a 5'9" sophomore out of Vermont, Illinois. So she fouls Easton, and that'll be a bonus situation. Ariel Easton going to the foul line, 1-1 situation. Already in this game, Tori Kuhn with 10 points for Quincy. And the first shot attempt is no good off the front rim. So in a 1-1, Quincy rebounds it. Cunningham coming the other way now with the ball, being guarded by Monique Stevens in that man-to-man defense. Cunningham dribbles left now to the left wing for Carla Beebe. Beebe throws it underneath, and it is nearly turned over as Ariel Easton playing tough defense. So she knocks it out of bounds. It will stay with Quincy. Quincy in front, 32-12, 3:17 left in the first half. Now the inbound to Sierra Young, running the point guard position now, being guarded by Easton. She loses her dribble, now gets it off to Tori Kuhn. Kuhn now passes to Carly Beebe. Beebe working on Meredy Scott, 4 seconds on the shot clock, lobs it down low, and throws the ball away, out of bounds, Northwest ball. So far, Annie Matthews, 2 points. Schechinger with 3. And Meredy Scott with 2. Monique Stevens bringing the ball to the backcourt now. In between the circles, throws to Scott in the lane. Kick out to Schechinger at the right wing. Schechinger with the ball being guarded by Kuhn. Pass to Easton at the top of the key now. Easton driving, kicks it to Schechinger. She pulls up from 3 at the right wing. No good. Rebounded underneath by Annie Matthews. And Matthews will bring it back out. And now, Schechinger has the ball, and it's thrown away. And Maggie Cunningham with the turnover. Now a shot from Sierra Young. No good. Rebounded by Ariel Easton. She comes out quick in transition, keeping herself pulled up. Fadeaway jumper from 5 feet, and it's good. Ariel Easton on the board for Northwest. 32-14, our score. Quincy in front of the Bearcat women's basketball team. 2:15 left in the first half. At the left wing is Beebe. Passes to the top for Kuhn. Kuhn now being worked by Schechinger in a tough, tight man-to-man defense. Kuhn dribbles right, passes to Sierra Young. Young now to the top for Carly Beebe. Big pick there, and now Beebe goes up for the shot, blocked by Annie Matthews. Now Ariel Easton comes up with the ball going quickly, and now passes to Meredy Scott at the baseline, and Meredy Scott's going to be called for an offensive charge. So Meredy Scott, a foul on her. Meredy Scott, now she'll be pulled out of the game as it's Ashley Nelson checking in. That was her second foul for Meredy Scott on the evening. 32-14, Quincy University in front of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women's basketball team. Now Betancourt with the ball, dribbles left, bounce pass to the corner for Cunningham. She pulls up from 3. No good. Off the front rim. Rebounded by Hannah Wiedman. Now she kicks it out to Cunningham at the right wing. Down low for Kuhn. Working on Schechinger. Goes up and the shot is good. Hook shot over Timber Schechinger. 34-14 is the lead for Quincy. As now Monique Stevens brings the ball up the backcourt. Now she's at the left wing now working on Cunningham. Kick out to Schechinger at the left corner. Chekinger drives the baseline now. Kick to Matthews from the high post. She goes up for the shot. No good. Rebounded by Chekinger. Left hook on the way. No good by Chekinger at the putback. And Quincy has the ball going back. Now a pass thrown by Cunningham down low. It goes out of bounds. And Northwest with the ball. Annie Matthews will be pulled out of the game. Shelby Mustaine checking in. Bearcats trailing 34-14 with 54 seconds left in the first half. Monique Stevens with the ball now, bringing it up the backcourt. Stevens, a 5'3 senior guard out of Wodonga, Victoria, Australia. Now pass down low to Mustaine. She's being double-teamed down low, and the ball is pulled away by Tori Kuhn, and they'll call a foul on Shelby Mustaine for trying to reach back in. So Shelby Mustaine picks up the foul for the hold after Kuhn ripped it away from her. So that's her first foul of the evening. Quincy ball now, 34-14. The Hawks in front of the Bearcats. 35 seconds left now. Ariel Eason comes up with the turnover on the steal, driving into the lane. Kicks it back out for Nelson, and it's thrown away. Quincy with the ball. It's Betancourt that comes up with the steal. High pressure defense right now from Ariel Eason is now. It's Wiedemann standing at the left wing, now passes back to Cunningham. Cunningham being guarded by Stevens. Cunningham drives the lane, now kicks out to the corner for Betancourt. She pulls up from three, and it rattles in good from downtown for Carly Betancourt. Another three-point shot, 37-14, Quincy University in front. 7 seconds left in the first half. Quincy in front, 37-14. As the seven. And now they're going to. Official stop the clock here. A little mix up on the time on the game clock. They'll reset it to 9 seconds. Bearcats trailing 37-14. Pass into Monique Stevens. Now the whistle will be blown again as now the clock not ticking and a timeout will be taken. We're going to take a quick break as well. Back in 60 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back here at Quincy, Illinois, Brent Barnett with you for the Bearcat Radio Network. And they had a little situation with the game clock as it was at 9 seconds, but it wouldn't go. So what they did was they had Northwest inbound, and they just ended the half. So going into halftime, the Bearcats trailing Quincy University 37-14. We'll be right back in 90 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Back out here at Quincy University in Quincy, Illinois, as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women basketball team trails the Quincy University Hawks 37-14 at halftime. We've seen a number of turnovers here in this game from both squads, and we'll have more on that for a halftime report right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R.J. Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Board in Lincoln.
Back out here at Quincy University, the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats women's basketball team trails the Quincy University Hawks 37-14 at halftime. And at halftime, we'll go into our halftime report. And for the Bearcats, not too many points on the board, only 14 points at the half. And Timber Schechinger and Kina Veldhuizen both have 3 points. That leads Northwest in scoring so far. And Meredy Scott with two. Ariel Easton, who came into the game and actually provided a big spark on defense for the Northwest Missouri State team, has 2 points as well. She also has 3 rebounds. Ashley Nelson, only 2 points, as she was our season, or rather, she led the team in scoring in the exhibition matchup against Illinois State. And also for the Bearcats, Annie Matthews, 2 points. And no points so far out of Monique Stevens. She's been in there a lot, 16 minutes so far. Timber Schechinger been in there the most for the Bearcats so far. She made 3 free throws for the Bearcat team. But right now, no scoring hardly coming out of this Bearcat team. And going into the locker room, I'm sure head coach Michael Smith will try to draw something up on the board to turn that around. Now that we switch over to the other side for the Quincy University Hawks, we've just seen a number of great plays coming out of them, and now there have been a number of turnovers from both teams. Northwest with 15 turnovers in the first half, but Quincy University, even though they have 37 points, they have 13 turnovers of their own. Maggie Cunningham has 4 steals on defense for Quincy University, really providing a big spark on defense for that Hawk squad, and she's really been up in the face so far. And we, you know, Northwest Missouri State has been running a man-to-man defense, and we knew that coming in with head coach Michael Smith his first year at Northwest Missouri State, and he's implemented, you know, a man-to-man defense for this squad. They will not run the zone. They don't pressure in the full court press, which we saw last year out of this squad. But Maggie Cunningham for Quincy, four steals, and on the point side, it's just been 3 points all over, as they were 7-10 from 3-point range as a team. Two of them coming from Carly Betancourt. And for the post, Tori Kuhn and Hannah Weedman, both posts, 6 foot and above, were both 2 for 2 from downtown, really providing a spark for this Quincy squad and getting a lot of points on the board. Leading the scoring for Quincy University is Tori Kuhn. She has 12 points and 3 rebounds, 8 points for Hannah Weedman and 2 rebounds. And the surprising note, Lucy Cramsey has 4 rebounds in the first half. And, you know, Lucy Cramsey is only a 5'8" junior guard out of Liberty, Illinois. And she actually led this team in rebounding in both of their exhibition games, one against Western Illinois and the other against Mizzou down in Columbia. So Lucy Cramsey, even though she is a point guard at 5'8", she provides a big spark at getting a lot of rebounds for this Quincy University basketball team. And, you know, and one thing, talking to head coach Michael Smith before the game, he said, you know, with it being early season, they know there's going to be a lot of kinks to work out, especially, you know, coming into this season, four of the five starters from last year are on this squad. The fifth starter is actually on the team as well, and Maggie Marnin. But Marnin, you know, suffered a torn ACL in the offseason and is out for the year. So that was a big loss for this Northwest Missouri State Bearcat team, losing Maggie Marnin as she was a 6'3" post down low. But luckily they were able to fill her spot by picking up a lot of transfers and from freshmen during the offseason, as Shelby Mustaine was picked up, and she is, they're hoping she can provide the spark that, you know, Maggie Martin didn't have. She's a 6'2" freshman out of Jefferson City, Missouri. And, you know, talking to Michael Smith as well, he said seven new faces on this Bearcat team that he thinks will contribute right away. Alexandria Blaurock was a second-team All-Jayhawk Conference performer at Kansas City, Kansas Community College, and she was also a three-sport varsity athlete at Sumner Academy in Kansas City. And we've seen Ariel Easton already in action here tonight, providing big spark on defense. You know, and she was an NJCAA second-team All-American, was also coming out of high school a finalist to be a McDonald's All-American nominee. So she has a lot of talent bringing to this Northwest Missouri State team. And coming into this game, Ariel Easton was the game-time decision, as she was wearing a walking boot. It was unclear whether she would be able to play, but she has come out off the bench as the sixth man and has really been a real good asset on defense for this Northwest team so far, as, you know, she has picked up one steal, but she has knocked away a lot of balls, and she also has a block down low. So Ariel Easton is someone to really look forward to, you know, coming here in the second half, I think, as well. Keena Veldhuizen has also shown that she can get the job done. She's a 5'3" guard out of Oskaloosa, Iowa, and while at Oskaloosa, she averaged 19.6 points per game. And she also earned All-State, All-Conference, and All-District honors. Ashley Ginther is also one of the new faces on this team. So the Bearcats trail 37-14 at halftime to the Quincy University Hawks. This is the first year under Michael Smith, who came from Truman State University. And there was a lot of talks about Michael Smith coming in to this season. A lot of success for Michael Smith coming out of Truman State, one of the former rival schools for Northwest Missouri State. You know, prior to being here, he spent 5 years at Truman, and during his time there, the Bulldogs increased their win total each season and actually advanced to the MIAA tournament the last three seasons. And they were from the bottom of the conference with an 8-19 record his first year to a 20-6 record last year. And they were also ranked in the WVCA Top 25 poll 11 straight weeks. So Michael Smith, a great resume coming into this year for Northwest Missouri State women's basketball program, as they lost Mark Kellogg during the offseason after his departure. And so Michael Smith, and, you know, and when you talk to him, he just has so much confidence in what he's bringing, his philosophy in that motion offense and bringing that high-powered man-to-man defense, getting up in their face and just being very aggressive on defense. You know, last year we saw this Bearcat women's basketball team running mostly zone defense mostly throughout the season. So it'll be interesting to see how this man-to-man defense works out. Right now, Quincy in front 37-14 at halftime. And right now, you can just about bet Northwest is going to draw something up on the board to get something different, you know, throughout the rest of the second half. I look forward to seeing, you know, more shot attempts from the outside, as not many three-point shots were taken by this team. Only one was made. They shot seven, and the one that was made came from Keena Veldhuizen. So we look to see her maybe get more shots off. And, you know, one thing I look forward to seeing that I would try to bump the kinks out is the turnovers. You know, 15 turnovers in the first half for this Northwest Missouri State basketball team. And that's just something you can't have, especially against a team like this in Quincy University that has a lot of post down low, you know, a lot of height on this team. So you want to keep the ball in and try to get the post higher and work the ball to the outside and get some shots. But right now, they got to cut down the turnover ratio, 15 in the first half. Now on the defensive side, you know, the three blocks, two of which came from Shelby Mustaine, and that's one thing they were really hoping to get out of Shelby Mustaine coming onto this team. She is a freshman. She transferred here from a Division I school in Bradley University. So a lot to look forward to out of Shelby Mustaine. And I think that the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat basketball team, I believe they will come out in the second half with a different look, trailing 37-14. So being here at Quincy in the first half as a team for Quincy, field goal percentage, they shot 50% from the field, which is just great for a team as now Northwest makes their way onto the court to warm up at halftime. So 50% field goal percentage in the first half, and they were 4 of 6 from the free throw line, shooting 66%, and were just an astonishing 70% from three-point range in the first half, 7 of 10. And that was just a big dent that worked into the Northwest women's team. And, you know, on the other side, Northwest in the first half, only 22 shot attempts. They made 5 of 22, 22% from the field. At the free throw line, 3 out of 5, the 3 coming from Timber Schekinger. So a 60% free throw percentage for this Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. And from the outside, something they had a lot of last year, they had a lot of three-point field goals. Timber Schekinger provided a big spark from the 3 last year, as well as Ashley Nelson. And so far, Ashley Nelson, just 4 shot attempts, 0 for 1 from the outside, and as a team, they're 1 for 7, 14% from the outside. So that's something we'll definitely want to see pick up in the second half of play, trailing 37-14 to Quincy University. As now both teams are on the court, getting warmed up for second half of play. Both coaches making their way on as well, and Coach Michael Smith drawing up, and we see over here, you can see him drawing a lot of plays up on his whiteboard on the near sideline sitting down. So you can probably imagine he's got a lot of stuff up his sleeve, and you know, he took a lot of timeouts in the first half trying to get the girls calmed down, and just one of those things you could probably expect early on in the season with all the mistakes and turnovers and, you know, not knowing where to be when the ball's thrown in. So that was one of the other problems was getting the ball inbounded underneath. The Northwest had a hard time getting the ball inbounded coming off the screen. So maybe we'll see some harder picks coming out from the rest of the team, getting the ball inbounded down low as they threw the ball away 3 times down low. As, you know, Monique Stevens and Veldheisen, and the point guards, are the ones that inbound the ball for Northwest, so maybe we'll see bigger screens coming out of both teams. So we'll be back right after this. This is the end of the halftime report. 40-second break right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now! Let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Back out here at Quincy, Illinois, and real quick, we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Back here for the second half of play, and we are underway. Bearcats at the ball with Schekinger up top. Now she passes to Ashley Nelson, who runner in the lane. No good by Nelson. Gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and the shot is good by Ashley Nelson. So Northwest getting the scoring done right away here in the second half. 37-16 our score. Now Quincy with the ball at the top of the key, and now Ashley Nelson comes up with a steal. She's by herself, going up for the lefty layup, and it is actually swatted away, but fouled by Felicia Loggins. So Ashley Nelson coming out aggressive, getting the steal, and she'll be going to the free throw line to start the second half. Bearcats trailing 37-16, getting just underway here in the second half of play. Nelson's first shot attempt is up, and it's good. Five points now for Ashley Nelson on the evening. Nelson getting ready now. Second shot attempt up, and no good off the front rim. Rebounded by Cunningham. Cunningham now to the left wing for Loggins. Now Loggins throws it away out of bounds, but it was actually tipped by Meredith Scott, so it will stay with Quincy University as Carly Betancourt is set to throw the ball in. Now it's in to Maggie Cunningham. Cunningham now to the left wing for Kranzi. Kranzi driving left baseline, now kicked out to the right corner for Hannah Wheatman. She pulls up from 10 and nails it. 39-17, our score. Monique Stevens the ball now with it in between the circles. Stevens to the left wing for Scott. She drives in, kicked out to Stevens. Now Stevens into the lane now to Matthews. Now back to Nelson. Nelson drives the lane, goes up with the right runner, and the foul, and the shot is good. So, they're going to call an offensive charge on Ashley Nelson. So we thought it was a block penalty, but the foul actually go on Ashley Nelson, so knock off the end one. 39-17 our score. Quincy in front, 18:43 left in the first half. Quincy with the ball now, driving baseline, is Logan. She goes up for the shot, no good. Now rebounded by Merity Scott. Merity Scott drives in, now goes up for the shot attempt, and it is no good. Annie Matthews gets the rebound, and the shot does go in for this Bearcat. Now Quincy with the ball, Loggins in the right corner, guarded by Schechinger.
Go whenever you're ready.
Back out here at Quincy, Illinois, we apologize for the technical difficulty. Brent Barnett with you here on the Bearcat Radio Network as Ashley Nelson at the line. She makes two free throws. So Northwest Missouri State trailing 43-21 against the Quincy University Hawks. Now Quincy with the ball going from our left to our right. It's Cunningham at the left wing to Cramsey at the top of the key, being worked by Nelson. Cramsey dribbles left now. Hard man-to-man. Dribbles to the corner and for Cunningham. Cunningham back to the top of the key. Betancourt with the ball now at the right wing. Kicks to Cunningham at the left wing. She drives baseline and loses a handle. And they're going to call a charge penalty on Cunningham. Maggie Cunningham getting the charge call. The Northwest ball. As Shelby Mustaine inbounds it for Ariel Easton in a point guard. On the court for the Bearcats is Ariel Easton, Shelby Mustaine, Merity Scott, Alexandria Blaurock, and Ashley Nelson. Now with Merity Scott, now into Blaurock, Shelby Mustaine down low. And they're going to say Mustaine traveled when she was pivoting. So a turnover for the Bearcat women's basketball team, and it will be Quincy Ball. Cunningham dribbling up now to Betancourt at the left wing, being guarded by Scott. Betancourt dribbles to the top of the key. Screen set by Kuhn. Bounce pass now to Cramsey from 16 feet. She pulls up. No good on the jumper off the front rim. Rebounded by Mustaine. Now Easton coming out quick, and she tries to throw it, and now a reach call will be called against Quincy. As the foul goes against Maggie Cunningham. Underneath is Blaurock, set to throw the ball in, rather Easton. She gets it into Nelson, driving the lane, goes up with the righty hook. No good, but rebounded by Mustaine. She puts it back up, and it's in. Offensive rebound and the putback for Shelby Mustaine. 43-23, Bearcats trail. Now Betancourt with the ball in between the circles. Now kicks to the corner for Cunningham. She bounce passes inside. It goes off the foot of Shelby Mustaine. Goes high up in the air and out of bounds, so it will stay with Quincy. They're going from our left to our right. 15:07 left in the second half. 43-23 our score. Quincy in front in the season opener for both teams. Now at the top of the key is Weedman. Underneath to Kuhn. Kuhn riding hook against Blaurock, and it is in. 2 points for Tori Kuhn. 45-23 our score. Quincy in front. Easton now in between the circles with the ball. Now kicks to Blaurock in the corner. She drives baseline. Kicks it back out to Easton at the left wing. Easton driving the lane. Kick out to Mustaine. Now she'll just dribble to the top of the key. Pass to Blaurock at the left wing. Now to Easton in between the circles, setting up the offensive play. Nelson with the back cut. Pass in for Nelson, and they're going to say it goes off Nelson and out of bounds. Nelson not happy. She thinks it went off of Maggie Cunningham, but it will be Quincy Ball after the turnover. And a timeout called on the floor. We're going to take a quick break as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Back out here at Pepsi Arena in Quincy, Illinois, the Bearcat women's basketball team trailing Quincy University 45-23. 14:33 left in this ball game. The season opener for both teams. Bearcats under the first year under head coach Michael Smith, coming from Truman State. And, you know, the Bearcats in their exhibition game against Division I Illinois State showed a lot of promise as they lost 60-55, but right now they are trailing 45-23 to this Quincy team that this Northwest team actually played in the season opener last year and won 65-50. So a little turns of the tables here in back-to-back years. And so far, not much scoring coming out of Northwest Missouri State, but they have picked it up here in the second half, already with 9 points just underway. And now both teams going back to the floor. As Quincy will have the ball inbounding underneath. Rather a little mix-up. Now they're under the other side of the court where it's going to be inbounded, so now they're in the backcourt. Betancourt brings it up, being guarded by Ariel Easton, one of the transfers to this team this year. Out to Lucy Cramsey at the right wing, being guarded by Ashley Nelson. Cramsey drives, kicks it to Betancourt. She puts a little dribble on. Now inside to Kuhn. Kuhn back screen pass. And this will be blocked by Shelby Mustaine. Mustaine with the block, and now Northwest with the ball. Ariel Easton running the point guard. She's in between the circles. Shelby Mustaine with the ball, kicks it to the right wing for Meredy Scott. Scott dribbling, gets the screen from Mustaine. Now to Easton at the top of the key. Easton working on Betancourt. Dribbles right at the top of the key. Now Meredy Scott with the ball, and now a whistle will be blown. 23 Carly Beebe being called with the foul for Quincy. So we'll remain with Northwest. They'll inbound it underneath. Ariel Easton down there to throw the ball in for the Bearcats. They've had trouble so far throughout this game getting the ball in down low. Now it goes into Nelson on the back cut. Shot up, and it rolls off the rim. No good. Quincy with the ball now. Lucy Cramsey at the other end going up for the layup on Mustaine. And a foul will be called on Shelby Mustaine. So Lucy Cramsey going to the free throw line. That will be Mustaine's third foul in this game. As now Cramsey at the free throw line. Her first shot attempt is on the way. And it is good. Cramsey is a 5'8" senior guard out of Liberty, Illinois, and providing a lot of spark on rebounding the ball as well. Second shot attempt on the way, and good. 2 for 2 there for Lucy Cramsey from the free throw line. Now Ariel Easton with the ball, bringing it up at the right wing. Now driving the lane, pulls up from 10 feet, no good off the back iron. And rebounded by Quincy going the other way. From our left to our right, Betancourt with the ball, being guarded by Easton. Betancourt in the right corner, now trapped, kicks it to Tori Kuhn. Kuhn in the corner now drives baseline. And now on the left wing is Beebe. Beebe now the ball knocked away by Blaurock, and she's fighting for it. Now gets the turnover and the steal. So now Ariel Leeson with the ball, kicks it to Meredith Scott by herself. Back across court to Ashley Nelson. She drives baseline on the left side, goes up for the layup, no good. So Lucy Cramsey coming up with the rebound. Betancourt with the ball now. She's in between the circles. Betancourt getting the play lined up. Now to Beebe in the right corner. Being guarded by Ashley Nelson. Tied man-to-man defense. Down low to Kuhn. Kuhn working on Blaurock. Shot up, and it's good off the backboard. 49-23. Quincy in front. 12:33 left in the ball game. Ashley Nelson now at the left wing. Pass it to Blaurock, and now up to Easton at the top of the key. Ashley Nelson now with the ball at the left wing, being guarded by Cramsey. Cramsey kicks it to Easton. She pulls up from three at the right side, and good. Ariel Easton with a three-point shot makes the score 49-26, 12-12 left in the ball game. Quincy with the ball now. It's Lucy Cramsey in the right corner. Now it looks like she may be trapped. Tries to get the ball away, and it's tip of Betancourt comes with it. Beebe pulls up from three, and it's good. Carly Beebe getting the three-point shot, answering Easton's call. 52-26 our score. And now a timeout called on the floor. So, Northwest trailing 52-26 with 11:50 left in the ballgame. We'll be back in 60 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back out here at Pepsi Arena here in Quincy, Illinois for the season opener for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women's basketball team, trailing Quincy University 52-26. And Quincy has come out strong in both halves, making shots from three-point range and down low in the post as they have a lot of height on their team, three girls over 6 foot tall. So trailing 52-26. Northwest will have the ball.
Into the game for the
Bayhawks. Blau Rock is set to inbound. Monique Stevens back into the game for the Bearcats. She takes the ball at the top of the key in between the circles. Pick from Annie Matthews. Monique Stevens driving the baseline. Now kicks it back to Matthews. Now to Denise McEnany. McEnany kicks it out to Schechinger at the top of the key. Now back to McEnany at the left wing. McEnany to Schechinger. She pulls up for three. The shot no good off the front rim. Rebounded down low by Cunningham. Cunningham coming back the other way. Sierra Young with the ball for Quincy. Back to Cunningham at the top of the key. Cunningham being guarded by Blaurock. Now to Sierra Young on the right wing, and she throws an elbow on Monique Stevens, and they'll call an intentional foul. An intentional foul called on Sierra Young as she hit Monique Stevens right in the face. Now Stevens laying on the floor as her teammate standing around her. Now the trainer coming on to the floor, and both teams coming to the sideline. So Monique Stevens being tended to by the trainers as she was hit by an elbow right in the face. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Back out here at Pepsi Arena in Quincy, Illinois at the Quincy University Hawks. Bearcats trailing 52-26 in the season opener for this Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. And now Monique Stevens is sitting up, being held by the trainer still on the floor. She was hit right in the face by an elbow from Sierra Young. She was guarding up tight on man-to-man defense, so she's still sitting out on the floor. Trainer still out there. And now they're going to try to help her up, and they will help her up. Now Monique Stevens standing up on her feet and will getting her bearings straight. She's holding the top of her head. Now she'll walk over under her own power to the sideline. So 11:16 left in the ball game. Bearcats trail 52-26. We've seen a lot of good shooting out of this Quincy team so far. It seems like they haven't missed. especially from three-point range. So the Bearcats trailing 52-26. Now Ariel Easton will at the free throw line after the intentional foul from Sierra Young, and she makes the first free throw attempt, as that foul was an intentional foul, so the first one is good. Second shot on the way from Ariel Easton. It's good as well, so both free throws made after the intentional foul. 52-28 our score. Bearcats trail. Quincy. Laurock set to inbound. She gets it to Ariel Easton, running the point guard now with Schechinger on the floor, Annie Matthews, and Denise McEnany. Easton now to Laurock, back to Easton at the top of the key. Laurock to the corner to Schechinger. Schechinger back to Easton. Easton dribbling right at the top of the key to McEnany. McEnany at the right wing, kicks to Laurock in the corner. And Laurock with the ball still, trying to work the offense. In between the circles, Danny Matthews now at the free throw line. Easton pulls up from three, and it's good from Ariel Easton from downtown at the left wing. Another three-point in this half from Ariel Easton that makes the lead 52-31 for Quincy. 10:38 left in the ball game. Now Cunningham with the ball. She dribbles to the right wing. Now for Sierra Young. Down low with the ball is Hannah Weedman working on Annie Matthews. Now she kicks it out to Minnemeyer. Minnemeyer back to Hannah Weedman, and Weedman goes up with the right hook, and it's good. 54-31 our score. Northwest with the ball. McEnany drives the baseline, kicks it out to Schechinger at the right corner. Schechinger back to the top of the key to Easton. Easton drives the lane, kick out to Schechinger, and the ball will be thrown away. So Quincy ball. Now Meredith Scott checks into the game for Alexandria Blaurock. So Quincy with the ball, bringing it. The backcourt is Maggie Cunningham, 5'9", sophomore guard out of Peoria, Illinois. Now to Carly Beebe, and being guarded by McEnany. McEnany now will be whistled for the reach-in foul. So Denise McEnany picks up her first foul of the game. A timeout will be called on the floor, and we're going to take a quick break as well. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Back out here at Quincy, Illinois for the season opener, the Bearcat women's basketball team taking on Quincy University. And the Hawks are in front 54-31 over the Bearcats. And in the second half, Northwest with more scoring, coming out with more aggression. And we've seen a lot of Ariel Easton. 10 points now on the game for Easton. She's hit two threes in the second half. So Quincy will have the ball now on their own side, on the far side. Inbounding is Cunningham. She finds Sierra Young. Young now with the ball. She kicks it to Cunningham at the right wing. Down low for Weedman. Weedman goes up for the shot. No good. And the ball will be out of bounds. Last touch by Aaron Minnemeyer. So Ariel Easton will bring the ball up the backcourt now. 9:41 left in the ballgame. Bearcats trailing 54-31. Easton in between the circles now working the offense. Makes a dribble now. Drives the lane. Kick out to Schechinger at the corner. McEnany with the ball now at the free throw line. Kicks out to Schechinger right corner. Annie Matthews down low with the ball now working on Weedman. Now Ariel Easton in between the circles to the left to McEnany. Now for Annie Matthews, she drives the lane, kick out to Schechinger from 16 feet. No good. Off the back rim and a fight for the ball. It will stay with Northwest. Last goes off Carly Beebe. Checking in for Quincy is Tori Kuhn and Felicia Loggins for Aaron Minnemeyer and Sierra Young. So they'll come out. And now a timeout will be called by head coach Michael Smith for this Bearcat team. is a 30-second timeout. We're going to take a quick break as well. Back in 30 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
54-31 our score with 9:13 remaining in the ball game. Quincy University in front of the Bearcats. As now the Bearcats set the inbound, Ariel Easton underneath the basket. She'll throw it down low to Schechinger, and she goes up with the left hook, and the shot attempt no good off the front rim. Easton driving for it. She gets the ball, throws it off the feet, but they'll say Easton's foot was out of bounds going after the ball, and we've seen just so much hustle out of Ariel Easton in the second half, and we see it there, and she came in with a game-time decision in this ball game with an ankle injury, and so Easton providing the spark right now, a transfer into the team this year. Bettencourt with the ball now for Quincy. She finds Beebe on the right wing, being guarded by Denise McEnany. Now to the left wing for Felicia Loggins. Loggins to the top to keep for Tori Kuhn. Being guarded by Annie Matthews. Ball poked away. Fight for it. Comes up. McEnany fighting for it now. And now a push will be called on Denise McEnany, fighting for the ball against Carly Beebe. So the second foul on Denise McEnany here in the second half. We've seen a lot of game time out of McEnany. She's a 5'7" guard out of... She's a junior out of Tarkio, Missouri, so just up the road from Maryville. Now Quincy with the ball, Bettencourt, that's running the point to the left wing for Loggins. Loggins being guarded by Meredith Scott. Now a lob pass down low intended for Weedman, picked off by Timber Schechinger. She'll be going the other way now, kicks it to Meredith Scott in the right corner. Scott being guarded by Loggins. Now to Annie Matthews, kick back out to Scott. She pulls up from three, shot no good off the glass. Oh, and now McEnany fighting for the ball, and she comes up with the turnover. The Bearcat ball, Denise McEnany showing big hustle for this squad. Now Annie Matthews with the ball, working the lane, back to Easton, pulls up from three, shot rolls in, Ariel Easton, another three-point shot. So Easton, more points for Easton, 54-34, Bearcats trail, 13 points out of Ariel Easton. Now Tori Kuhn at the top of the key, being guarded by Annie Matthews, man-to-man defense from this Bearcat team. And now Tori Kuhn goes down low, shows up a shot, and it'll be blocked by Timber Schechinger. So Schechinger with the block. Now Shelby Mustaine checking in for the Bearcats for Annie Matthews, and coming in for Quincy is Nia Ross. On the floor for the Bearcats is Meredith Scott, Denise McEnany, Timber Schechinger, Shelby Mustaine, and Ariel Easton. 7:42 left in the game. Bearcats trail 54-34 in this season opener against Quincy University. Now Tori Kuhn at the top of the key gives it to Bettencourt. Bettencourt down low to Loggins. Loggins working on Scott. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Mustaine. Now fighting for it, and a reach-in call will be called on Felicia Loggins. So Shelby Mustaine getting the strong board for the Bearcats. Bearcats with the ball. 54-34 down. And now they'll go to the line. It's Shelby Mustaine at the free throw line in the 1-1. Mustaine tonight only 2 points, three rebounds. Now her first free throw attempt is on its way. And now a whistle blown. The shot went in, but it will be waved off for one of the players going into the lane too early. So the shot no good. Quincy ball now, 7:31. Remaining in the game, Northwest trailing 54-34. Bettencourt with the ball, working on Easton. Easton pokes it away, now going after it. Bettencourt diving for it now, and it will be a backcourt call against Carly Bettencourt. Rather, yes, Carly Bettencourt getting the back call. So it will be Northwest ball. Easton will inbound it down low, so Easton able to poke that ball away, and it touched Bettencourt before she got across half court. Easton with the ball now, finds McEnany underneath. McEnany up for the shot, no good off the front glass. The same with the rebound, and now goes up for the shot. Fouled on the play. So Shelby Mustaine will be going back to the free throw line. She was fouled down low by Hannah Weedman. Weedman's a 6'4" senior center out of Knoxville, Illinois. Stain now at the free throw line. Shot on its way, and it is good. Ashley Nelson checking into the game now for Denise McEnany. As Mustaine now getting ready for the second shot. Shot on its way, and it is good. Nothing but net. 54-36 our score. Bearcats trail. 7-11 left in the ball game. Loggins now at the top of the key. Finds Kuhn. Kuhn now to Ross down low. Kick out to Betancourt from three at the left wing. Three shot on the way. No good. Rebounded by Loggins down low. Now fighting for it. And now given to Corey Kuhn. And Kuhn with the ball. And it looks like she will be fouled on the play. Kuhn had the ball inside. The ball was scattering around quite a bit. So a foul will be called on Ariel Easton. And Quincy will inbound it down low. Betancourt inbounding it, finds Roth, pulls up from three from the corner. Roth shot no good off the back iron. And rebounded by Betancourt, so Quincy still has it. Loggins now finds Weedman at the top of the key. Now back to Loggins. She's back to Weedman, now to the left corner. For Roth. Roth bounce pass inside looking for Kuhn. Kuhn goes up for the shot. She's fouled by Timber Schechinger. Foul came before the shot, however. Foul is on the floor, so he'll be inbounded down low. Schechinger's first foul of the game. Now the pass inbounded to Roth. Drives baseline, goes up for the shot. Shot no good. Fouled by Ariel Easton on the play. Ariel Easton picks up the foul for the Bearcats. And Roth is at the free throw line shooting two. That's Easton's first foul of the game. Roth's first shot on its way, and it's good. Roth getting set here for her second free throw attempt. And it's on its way and good. Nothing but net. 56-36 our score. Quincy in front of the women's basketball team with 6:28 left in the ballgame. Easton now at the top of the key with the basketball working right. Bounce pass inside to Mustaine. Now back to the top of the key for Schechinger. Schechinger working inside the lane. Now back to Mustaine. Now to Easton at the top of the key. Pulls up from three. Shot on its way. Off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Quincy going the other way. Loggins it by herself. Now kicks it out to the right corner for Roth. Now she drives, pulls up for a shot, and she's fouled on the way up. Foul will be called on Northwest. So Nia Roth back to the free throw line for Quincy. That foul was called on Meredith Scott. That's her fourth foul of the game. First shot attempt is good from Roth. Now, Alexandria Blaurock will come into the game for Meredith Scott, who has picked up her fourth foul on the day. And also checking in for the Bearcats is Tina Veldhuizen. She'll be checking in for Ariel Easton. Roth getting set now, gets the ball. Second shot attempt on its way and good. Now Northwest with the ball. Veldhuizen running the point now. Working up the right sideline, going from our right to our left. Veldhuizen at the top of the key finds Nelson down low. Nelson kicks it back to Veldhuizen. Now to the left corner for Schechinger. Schechinger finds Mustaine. Now back to Veldhuizen. She pulls up for a three at the top of the key. No good. This ball will be rebounded by Betancourt for Quincy. Now going the other way. It's three on one. Betancourt finds Weedman. She goes up for two, and it's good. 60-36 our score. Quincy in front with 5:36 left in the ballgame. Veldhuizen now at the top of the key for Northwest. Finds Blaurock. Now she works in between the circles. Back to Veldhuizen at the right wing. Now kicks to Nelson in the far corner. Now to Blaurock on the left wing. Now Blaurock working on her defender of Loggins. Now Nelson back with the ball. We're seeing a number of screens down though. Timber Schechinger with the basketball now. Drives the lane. Goes up with the right runner. Shot no good. Rebounded by Mustaine. Put back no good as well. Rebounded by Weedman of Quincy. Now Betancourt throws it across to Lucy Cramsey. She's on the left wing. Kicks out to Roth. Roth in the right corner. And now to Betancourt. She pulls up from three. Three is good from Carly Betancourt. 63-36 our score. Quincy in front of the Bearcats. Feldhausen with the ball now. Now to Ashley Nelson. Nelson dribbles into the lane. Comes up with the runner. Shot up and falls. So Ashley Nelson gets the runner. Bearcats trail 63-38 with 4:30 left in the ball game. Bettencourt with the ball now. Goes to the right wing for Cramsey. Cramsey working on Schechinger. Bounce pass inside to Weedman. Weedman kicks it out to Roth on the far wing. And shot, three-point shot, no good. Mustaine goes up for the rebound. And she will be fouled going up for the rebound by Lucy Cramsey. So Cramsey fouls Shelby Mustaine. They both were going up for the rebound, but they're going to call the foul. And so Mustaine will have a 1-1 coming up. Now a timeout on the floor. So we'll take a quick break as well. We'll be back in 60 seconds right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back out here at Pepsi Arena in Quincy, Illinois for this season opener game. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women trailing Quincy University 63-38. 4:14 left in this ball game. Northwest having trouble getting points on the board throughout the game, and right now it just seems like Quincy cannot miss a shot on offense. Plenty of three-pointers as from the three-point range. Quincy is 9 of 16, and Northwest has sparked from Ariel Easton so far in the second half. She has 13 points and also three rebounds. Now Shelby Mustaine at the free throw line. First shot attempt on its way on the 1-1, and it's good. So Mustaine with a free throw attempt. 63-39 our score. Shelby Mustaine now 7 rebounds in this game for the women's Bearcat team. Now she gets set. And the second free throw attempt is on its way. And it is good. It rattles around the rim but falls. And now Annie Matthews will check into the game for Shelby Mustaine. 63-40. Quincy in front. Sierra Young with the ball now for Quincy at the top of the key, being guarded by Veldheiser. She dribbles to the right now. Driving inside, now comes back to the right wing. Finds Felicia Loggins. Loggins being worked by Timber Schechinger. Down low for Minnemeyer. Minnemeyer kicks it out to Roth at the far corner for three. No good. But rebounded by Lucy Cramsey, the offensive board. So new shot clock now for Quincy University. Cramsey pulls up from three on the far wing, and it's good. Lucy Cramsey, a three-point shot, 66-40 our score. So now Ashley Nelson with the ball. She'll drive inside the lane, goes up with the runner, and she'll be fouled on the shot attempt going to the line shooting two. She was fouled by Nia Roth, the 5'8 freshman guard of Florissant, Missouri. Roth provided a really good spark for this Quincy University Hawk team. Now Ashley Nelson at the line shooting two. First shot is up and good. 66-41 our score. Quincy in front. 3:29 left in the ballgame. Checking into the game for Quincy is Tierra Thomas. She checks in for Lucy Cramsey. Second shot on its way from Nelson and it's good. 66-42. Quincy in front. 3:28 left in the ballgame. Sierra Young bringing the ball up now. Down low to Weedman. She's at the high post. Now finds Thomas at the right wing. Thomas back to Loggins. Loggins being guarded by Schechinger. Now pass to Young. Young driving the lane. Pulls up from the free throw line. Shot no good. And rebounded by Felicia Loggins. So a new shot clock for Quincy. Down low now to Minnemeyer. Minnemeyer the left hook. Good. Aaron Minnemeyer with the left hook for Quincy. That falls 68-42 our score, 2:54 left in the ball game. Feldhausen with the ball now, works the right baseline, being guarded by Sierra Young. Feldhausen still dribbling over there, kicks it to Blaurock at the top of the key. Blaurock at the free throw line to Annie Matthews. Annie Matthews kicks back out to Feldhausen at the right corner. Inside for Matthews, and that one is picked away. Thomas coming up with the ball, and now pulling up from three is Ross. Shot on its way, no good, rebounded by Annie Matthews. Feldhausen bringing the ball back up, coming quick now, goes right in for a right layup, and it's good, unguarded, untouched, in for the score, 68-44, Quincy in front. 2:10 left in the ball game. Now it's Roth at the right wing, being worked by Ashley Nelson to the top of the key to Thomas. Now Thomas to Loggins at the left wing. Timber Schechter swats at it, Loggins driving, and she will be fouled driving into the lane, so it'll be a 1-1 situation coming up for this Quincy team. So now the subs will come in. Ariel Easton and Denise McEnany checking into the game for Ashley Nelson and Alexandria Blaurock. And now the first shot attempt by Loggins on its way in the 1-1. No good off the back iron, and it hits off a Bearcat player. And now they'll sit, and yes, it does hit off a Bearcat player, so it will stay with Quincy. They'll have the ball. Lauren Groenwald checks into the game for Quincy, and Felicia Loggins comes out. So Quincy with the ball, inbounding underneath the basket on the right side, going from our left to our right. Into Ross. She pulls up from three from the right wing. Shot no good off the front rim. Rebounded by Annie Matthews. Now ball coming the other way with Feldhausen. Feldhausen now at the top of the key, setting up the offense. Pass to McEnany on the right running. McEnany to Ariel Easton. Easton driving in for the right runner. No good on the right runner, but rebounded by Annie Matthews. Finds Feldhausen. Now back to McEnany on the left corner. McEnany to Ariel Easton at the top of the key. Now Feldhausen with the ball in the far corner. Finds Matthews. She pulls up from 8 feet. No good. Rebounded on the play by Roth, and now Sierra Young with the ball finds Groenwald in the far corner, being guarded by Schechter. Benemeyer down low, left hook on its way, off the glass, no good. Rebound by Annie Matthews, and Feldhausen now bringing it the other way. 106 left in the ball game, 68-44 our score. And now checking into the game for Northwest is Ashley Ginther. She'll check in for Annie Matthews. Ginther, a 5'10 freshman forward out of Independence, Missouri. As on the far sideline, Denise McEnany set the inbound to Feldhausen. Feldhausen in between the circles now. Gets the screen from McEnany, kicks it to Schechter at the left wing. Schechter now back to Easton at the top of the key. Easton working on Thomas. Now back to Schechter at the left corner. Schechter driving the baseline, goes up for the shot. Off the backboard, no good. Groenwald comes up with the rebound. And Sierra Young bringing the ball down. She finds Groenwald and to Brooklyn Eberle. Eberle at the top of the key. Now left to Sierra Young. Sierra being guarded by Feldhausen at the left wing. Pass down low, tipped away by Ginther, and Ariel Easton comes up with it, coming back the other way. Goes up for the layup. Foul on the shot, and it's good. So the and one for Ariel Easton. Gets the shot and the foul. She'll be going to the free throw line, shooting one. 25 seconds left in the ball game. Bearcats trail 66-46. 68-46, rather. Easton at the free throw line. Shot on the way and good. So the three-point play for Ariel Easton. 68-47 our score. Sierra Young with the ball at the right wing, being guarded by Feldhausen. 20 seconds left in the ball game. Now to the right wing for Groenwald, being guarded by Ginther. Pass knocked away by Easton, and it'll hit off of Easton's hand and go out of bounds, so it will remain with Quincy. So Ariel Easton still showing, still giving all the effort she can. 12 seconds left in the game. Bearcats trail 68-47. Now at the top key is Thomas. 8 seconds on the clock, being guarded by McEnany. Thomas now to Groenwald. 4 seconds on the clock. Kick out to Sierra Young. She pulls up from three at the right wing. No good. And the final buzzer sounds. So that will be the end of the game and the end of the season opener for the Northwest Missouri State women, losing to Quincy University 68-47. We'll be right back after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back out here at Pepsi Arena in Quincy, Illinois, is the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women basketball team. Ball 68-47. To the Quincy University Hawks, and we're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back out here at Quincy, Illinois for the season opener as the game has wrapped up 68-47, our final score. We'll be back with our post-game coverage right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back out here at Quincy University at the end of this ballgame, Bearcats lose 68-47, and right now sitting alongside head coach Michael Smith. And Michael, just seemed like just came out a little slow on offense for this team so far.
Well, you got to give a lot of credit to Quincy. They're, as you can see, they're receiving votes for the top 25 in the country, and we've got it firsthand why tonight. But, obviously, the first probably 5 minutes of the game just dictated exactly what was going to happen. And the thing that was the most frustrating was I didn't see any response like I did last week in Illinois State. Illinois State went on runs. we would come back and at least fight to get back. And tonight we just got punched in the mouth and we took it, and we kept continuing to get punched. So, you know, I think we're going to have to really, you know, dig deep and look at ourselves and figure out, you know, I guess what we want to get out of this, what we want to learn out of this, more importantly, because hopefully this will be a learning opportunity for our club. You know, I've been joking around saying that we're a bunch of freshmen because I'm new staff, and tonight we were a bunch of freshmen. There was no doubt about that. And so, you know, we didn't expect our post players to step out and shoot the three. I'll take fault for that. We didn't know a whole lot about them, and we said we were going to make the post shoot it from three to beat us, and boy, they knocked them down from the top of the key. And how often do you see a 6'4", 260-pound post player shoot it like he's Michael Jordan, you know? So Quincy's got a good ball club. We played pretty selfishly, I thought, at times tonight, and kind of wanted to do our own thing. And it looked like we've only been practicing for maybe about a week after our performance. But, you know, like I said, hopefully the only thing we can do is get better, learn from this. There's going to be a lot of film to watch. But our kids have to really look in the mirror and check themselves. We didn't have any communication on the defensive end tonight. We let them do whatever they wanted, and we've been stressing that for the last 4 or 5 days. Didn't think Ariel was going to get to play tonight, but thankfully she was allowed to. You know, we don't know what Monique's injury is going to entail. We've got two tough ones next week at home to open up in the Winstead-Reese Classic. So this is going to be a long bus ride home. There's no doubt about it.
Now, it almost seemed like, you know, early and even late in the game that, you know, every shot that went up from Quincy was just going in shot after shot. And, you know, even if you are playing tight defense, how do you respond to that defensively with all the shots going in?
Well, you just got to get up and get a hand in her face, and we knew who would shoot it. It seemed like that they did. They made some good shots. There's no doubt about it. They shot the ball well. I'd like to think we played somewhat halfway decent defense, but the film will show that. But, you know, we got out-rebounded. You know, they shot it extremely well from three, and that was one of the areas that, you know, going off last year's stats, they didn't do. I mean, you know, 48% from three in a game, that's unheard of. You'd almost think we played a zone, and we didn't play 1 minute of zone tonight. So we've got to check ourselves, like I said. But, you know, we've got to shoot the ball better. We shot 28% from the field, and you're not going to beat anybody shooting 28% from the field. You know, we had a bunch of turnovers early in the first half, finished with 20 total to only 6 assists. I mean, that just kind of shows what happened. But, you know, like I said, hopefully we'll get some things out of this. And the way I look at it, honestly, we only got one way to go, and that's up.
Now, Coach, there was 20 turnovers in the game by your team, but also they forced 20 turnovers. You know, does that say something about it being early in the season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, that Quincy team is a bunch of seniors that have played together a long time. They know the system of their coach. We're still trying to figure us out. What I didn't understand was is, you know, offensively we didn't do a lot of things well against Illinois State, and you're not early in the year, but tonight we didn't do, you know, anything well. I mean, really. I mean, I hate to be honest, but people that know me know I'm going to be honest about it. It didn't even look like the same team. You know, I don't think we ever got off the bus in the first half.
Now, Annie Matthews in the game ended up with 9 rebounds, and Shelby Mustaine also at 7. And, you know, is that one of the things you stress for this team is pulling down boards on defense and on offense?
Yeah, and we got to get more people involved in getting the boards besides those two, especially when we're going to shoot 28% from the field. I mean, we have a lot of opportunities for shots coming off the glass, and we're just content sitting back and maybe waiting for somebody else to do it. And, you know, we've got to find somebody with a little bit of initiative. You know, it's 1 through 12 or 13 or however many we got dressing out right now. It's not any one in particular. It was all of us tonight. We had no communication on the defensive end, and never got anybody involved, you know, trying to pep them up out there. You name it. I mean, it did. But, hey, it's first game's past us on the road. We're going to be back at home next weekend. I really hope that we can have a better performance than we did tonight. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if we can get much worse than we did tonight. So, we're going to work at it. You know, we're not going to figure it out overnight, but we're going to work at it. I guarantee you that.
And that's one of the things I was going to ask you next is, you know, the next series is going to be at home at Bearcat Arena. And, you know, coming off of this game, what can you expect in practice, you know, leading up to the next home game?
A lot of competition in practice. The way I look at it right now, probably our starting five's up for grabs. And I mentioned that a couple weeks ago in a Once somebody interviewed me, and I said, you know, it's whoever comes out and earns it in practice. And it's not just whoever scores the most. It's about doing the little things as well. And we had a couple of kids that, you know, that I felt like, you know, outplayed others this week. But it's going to be a total 1-5 competition from here on out, because I just want people that want to work together, that want to work hard and compete. And, you know, we've got to learn to communicate. So, like I say, we are definitely a work in progress.
Now, last thing here, Coach, before I let you go, you know, in a game like this, it's hard to pick out some of the positives, you know, by losing 68-47, but what were some of the positives that you took out from this game from your team? Okay.
We outscored them in the second half.
All right.
You know, we did do that. We outscored them by two. So, we didn't let it get away. They could have buried us. We played with them nip and tuck. We just... you know, that first half, we just dug ourselves a hole and couldn't get back in it.
All right. Well, thank you, Coach. We wish you the best of luck.
Thanks a lot for broadcasting the game.
Yep, thank you. That was Head Coach Michael Smith right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll be back for more post-game coverage. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about the speaker who will address December graduates.
We're looking forward to commencement. I know it's a ways off, but we're announcing that Dr. John Gardner, the co-founder and president of the Gardner Institute for Excellence in Undergraduate Education, will be addressing our graduates and their families during the winter commencement, which is mid-December, Friday, December 13th. A lot to happen between now and then, but we're very pleased to have Dr. Gardner joining us.
Jasinski also mentions the work of the Northwest grounds crew.
We're going to have some snow up and coming, and they'll do a great job through snow removal, but beautiful, beautiful campus. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of being the Missouri Arboretum. We're very proud of them. And you know, I should also mention, John, that you know, our Greek organizations, unbelievable, their commitment. They provided, and really all of our students, 2,500 pounds of canned food for the Maryville Ministry Center through their various contests. We're very, very proud of what our students do for the community.
Another topic discussed was the coordination of grants at Northwest.
Once you receive a grant from a variety of agencies and organizations, obviously to see that grant through and let it get to the impact that it's intended, and we've been blessed. You know, we've had, you know, certainly a great grants program previously. It's been ramped up. And as we look at grants, John, I think it's important for our listeners to understand that these aren't just grants, say, academically across our 11 academic departments, but it really spans the entire university. So as you look at our university police department, we go through a number of grants within that organization. Our TRIO programs, Upward Bound, for example, or Upward Bound Math and Science, very major grant process.
That was Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski on this week's All That Jazz conversation.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back here at Quincy, Illinois, at the end of the game of the season opener, the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women basketball team falls to Quincy University 68-47. And in this game, you know, Coach Smith said it himself, we just didn't shoot good from the field, 27.5% from the field for this team compared to 46% from Quincy. And one thing, Quincy University from three-point range, and, you know, the 47.6% from three-point range is something you don't see, you know, primarily in a game, especially the season opener. They came out hot and won 68-47. They made 10 of 21 three-point shot attempts. And Northwest at the free throw line, a positive note, they were 15 of 18 from the free throw line here tonight, and 83.3% from the free throw line. They actually outshot Quincy compared to their 76% from the line, so that's one positive out of this team. And, you know, just out-rebounded and outscored by this Quincy team. Quincy had 40 rebounds as a team compared to 31 on that Northwest side. And the turnovers, that was one key early on. Northwest turned the ball over a lot in the first half, and they ended up with 20 turnovers on the game, but so did Quincy. Quincy had forced 20 turnovers, so both teams still need to work out on the way they handle the ball and not throwing the ball away. So both teams threw the ball away 20 times here tonight, but Quincy able to make up for it with just all the shots they kept making. 68-47, our final score. We'll be right back after this for our extra effort award right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back out here at Quincy University in Quincy, Illinois at Pepsi Arena as the Bearcat women fall 68-47 to the Quincy University Hawks in the season opener of the 2013-2014 regular season. And now we're going to give out our extra effort award on the night for Northwest, and we're going to give this to Ariel Easton. She provided a big spark for this team. She was a game-time decision, had an ankle injury that she suffered earlier in the week in practice, and actually was aggravating her during the Illinois State game, but she was a go for this game and actually provided a big spark for the team. She was 5 of 10 from the field, 3 of 6 from three-point range, ended up with 16 points on the evening, and also grabbed 4 rebounds and also a block on defense, and she stole the ball 2 times. So Ariel Easton was all around the court providing big hustle and big effort, and we even saw it late in the game, only 12 seconds left, and she was still hustling and knocking the ball away out of bounds. So Ariel Easton really providing, you know, that big, you know, that big thing that the teams need in a player to get out and hustle and give that extra effort. So that's where our extra effort award goes to, is to Ariel Easton. And down the board, you know, through this Northwest team here tonight, Ashley Nelson ended up with 11 points for the Bearcats and 1 rebound. Meredith Scott, 2 points tonight, 2 rebounds. She was 1 of 5 from the field. Monique Stevens, 0 for 4 from the field. She didn't score any points, had 1 rebound, but she also had 2 assists and a steal on the night. She played 20 minutes. Timber Schechinger, not a good shooting performance from Schechinger tonight, 0 for 9 from the field and 0 for 3 from downtown, but she did make 3 of 4 free throw attempts, so she ended up with the 3 points on the evening and also 3 rebounds. Annie Matthews, 2 of 4 from the field and ended up with 9 rebounds and 4 points on the evening. She played 23 minutes. And Denise McEnany, the Tarkio, Missouri High School graduate, she was 0 for 1 from the field, no points, and she played 9 minutes tonight. Kina Veldhuizen, one of the new additions to the team this year, 2 of 3 from the field. She ended up with 5 points. She also had 1 assist. Shelby Mustaine ended up with 6 points and 7 rebounds, and that will round it out as Alexandria Blaurock had no shot attempts, but she did play 16 minutes. So this Bearcat team falls 68-47, and there was a lot of Bearcat athletic coverage here here today. On this Saturday, the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team defeated Emporia State at Emporia, Kansas, 48-21 to remain undefeated in MIAA play and gives Emporia their first loss of the year. Also, the Bearcat women's volleyball team fell to Nebraska Kearney in 3 sets, so they fall as well. The men's basketball team also played against Upper Iowa and Marshall, Minnesota. And then here tonight, 68-47 our score. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women's basketball team falls to Quincy University. We'll be back after this right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back out here at Quincy, Illinois, 68-47, our final score. Quincy University defeating the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team in this regular season opener of this 2013 season under new head coach Michael Smith. And, you know, talking to Smith just a little bit ago, obviously not happy with the performance, didn't see the effort from this team, and he even said all five starting spots are up for grabs going into the practice this week as they'll be coming back to Maryville to play in Bearcat Arena for their next game. And, you know, a lot to expect, I think, coming into that next game. I think they're going to build off of this. And, you know, he even said himself they're going to be working hard in practice this week, so we can expect a lot. And, you know, shooting 27% from the field for the game and 26% from three-point range for the Bearcats, 83% from the free-throw line. And Quincy, just a dominant performance on offense, 46% from the field and 47%, an astonishing 47% from the outside, 10 of 21 from three and 10 of 13 from the free-throw line. So that'll do it here from Quincy, Illinois for our broadcast right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We want to thank everybody involved in the broadcast, Brandon Travis, back engineering in the studio at KXCV, KRNW. And so I'm Brent Barnett for the Bearcat Radio Network saying so long from Quincy, Illinois. Bearcats lose in their season opener 68-47 to Quincy University.